What did you see that was going on with Sean today?
Tell you what, for the first couple innings, I thought it's as good as stuff as we've seen. You know, 92s and sharper breaking ball, good changeup, and then, you know, Bregman punches that ball through the hole. Next thing you know, it's four runs. So it happened pretty quickly, and surprisingly for me, the way he was pitching.
With the two outs, too.
Yeah, two out, nobody on, all of a sudden they got four runs. That's kind of where, obviously, where the game turned.
After that, was it a matter of conditions at some point, too, with the way the ball was carrying?
Not necessarily. I think the guys that were hitting homers are homer hitters for us, too. So, you know, even the one that Chris hit the right center, I think it was blowing in a little bit. So, he just had some pretty good hitters scoring some balls up today.
You guys like to get the starters out early, particularly somebody like Verlander, but then being unable to do anything against the bullpen today. What are your thoughts on some of the at-bats later in the game?
Yeah, you know, we got him on the run early, obviously, and it was a great feeling with, you know, the first inning off him with Chapman and KD both hitting homers. And, boy, we had a lot of energy in our dugout. You know, obviously the four-run inning turned the game, and then we just couldn't quite catch up. We'd score some runs, but they'd score a few more. So, you know, there are going to be some games like that from time to time.
Despite the loss today, 4-2 against Seattle and Houston at home, how big is that, and what does that kind of signify for you guys moving forward?
Yeah, you want to be greedy after you get two, but, you know, you look at things to start. These are the two teams that we're having to fight, at least at this point, and we take two out of three from both. So, successful home stand. Well, we got sort of Texas coming in, but, you know, to this point, we've played well enough to take, you know, the series from two good teams, and you know, that's positive.
Verlander is 12-6 against Lyon. This was his 200th career win. What is it about Verlander that makes him so good?
If you looked at his numbers, I mean, he's he's pretty good. And since he's been over here, he's taken it to where he's been, you know, at the best part of his career. So I'm guessing this probably isn't his last win. And he's just really good. He's one of the premier pitchers in the league.
With that being said, Chris Davis, two more home runs today. I think he has four home runs and 11 career at-bats against Verlander. What can you say about Davis and his power?
Yeah, you know, when you have multiple home runs off guys, you know, it stands out on my card. I'm always marking that down on my card. But as I look down my card, he has multiple home runs about just about anybody. So, you know, it's a nice little feather in his cap. You know, you're guys in the middle of the order, you want to be able to handle good pitching and hit good pitching. Not everybody can do that. He can, and that's why he is who he is. So, you know, you lean on those guys a little bit more against, you know, the top flight pitchers, and he's up for the task always.
When you look at the way Houston played you guys at the beginning of the season and now how you're playing them, what's the biggest difference in you guys now versus them?
Yeah, I think just confidence, and, you know, we're just a better team now. And, you know, I think you take it back to last year when we swept four here. I think that kind of got us over in a little stigma hump, especially with the younger guys that were here during that series. Granted, they were handing it to us pretty good earlier in the season, but here recently we played them pretty well. So I think, you know, before maybe we go out and hope to win those games against them, and now I think we go out and expect to win the games.
By that four-run inning, there were a couple balls that took strange bounces or like kind of just different plays. How much of that sort of affected things, especially?
Maybe, but, you know, it's just the way it's going to go sometimes. And, you know, anything that gets by Chapman is a surprise. Even that ball was hit really hard. It came up a little bit, but, you know, it certainly isn't the field. It's just sometimes you get some weird hops. And, you know, it's really the way they put the field together after a football game is miraculous, the way Clay and his guys do their job.
Bob, Chapman just seems like he doesn't chase anymore outside the zone. Can you just talk about his plate discipline and how that's improved? More
yeah, well, that's one of the reasons we were kind of waiting for this. And, you know, guys are going to develop some at a quicker pace and some not. And he's developed really quickly. And, you know, that's why he's hitting in the spot that he is. And, you know, that's been the difference, is that he's not chasing. He's not striking out on balls out there. He's making them throw it over the plate. And the numbers would suggest that's the reason why.
How impressive was that he laid off those two pitches by more than an hour and a half?
It looked like they were all paint. You know, little off, little on, little off, little on. And the one ball that he got on the plate, he ended up hammering to center field. And that's just part of who he is now and part of the, you know, maturity process.
Thank you.